Well, today you're going to hear that Australia's biggest private employer group has warned that Australia is now a two-speed economy, and more jobs are going to be lost in the critical retail sector if the dole is cut back before the critical Christmas trading season. The Australian Retailers Association chief executive is Paul Zara, and he's warned that more retail jobs are going to go if there's a reduction in job seeker at the end of this year. The coronavirus supplement's worth $5.50 a fortnight, as you know. It's due to be cut back to $2.50 in September. Our employment expert, Graeme Wynn, joins us. Graeme, can we afford to cut back, or have the Australian Retailers Association got it right? Are we in trouble? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Luke. This is really a two sides look at this one. The issue is that, yes, can the government afford to keep paying this? And the simple answer is no, they can't. They do need to cut it back. His argument is that those people in JobSeeker, if their money is reduced, they will not go spending in retail shops. Part of the problem, though, is by having the increased payment at the moment, a lot of retail places can't find staff because they're earning so much money on JobSeeker. So we've got a real quandary here that we're paying too much for job seekers. Retail stores say we can't find staff. But the thing is, if these people on job seeker are actually getting extra money, are they really spending it in retail shops? I'm not convinced they are, because only a couple hundred dollars a fortnight. So I don't see it would have that big an impact myself, because I don't think that the extra money they're getting, they're going out shopping in retail for it. So I think he's missing the point here totally.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's also interesting to hear today that the unions are saying, let's scrap the backpacker visas so that Australians have to pick the fruit and the vegetables, the seasonal work that is normally done by a vast majority of backpackers. Are the unions crazy? You and I have talked about this. Australians don't want the work.
Yeah, we've discussed this many times, and the union are now using COVID as the reason for pushing for it yet again. They want the backpacker visas cancelled entirely, and they'd even talk about some of the 417s, but backpacker initially, because I say the fruit picking and all those jobs in regional Australia, which now Australians can therefore do due to high unemployment. But the reason why we have the backpacker visas is because the local people can't find local staff. It's either too remote, or there's not enough money for it, or the people just don't want to do the work. So if they cancel this visa, the farming industry will be crippled. So it's a crazy idea. The unions have got this wrong entirely. This backpacker visa was created because we had a problem that we couldn't fill these jobs. That's why they're there.
One other question for you this morning. Yesterday we heard that homewares retailer Adairs reported a huge jump in sales and profit for the 2020 financial year. Now, Graeme, that is in part thanks to a significant stimulus from the taxpayer, from the government's JobKeeper program. Shares in the company soared as much as 16.7% to an all-time new high of $3.24. That's fantastic if you're a shareholder in Adairs. But does a company this big being that successful deserve to have JobKeeper?
It's fascinating, this one, because basically the way it was set up was at the end of March, you needed to state where your business was compared to 12 months ago. And so Adairs could quite comfortably say, at the moment, we're less than 50% of what we were this time last year. And that stays put until the end of September. You don't have to re-report it at all or send in new figures, which is why the government are now changing it from September moving forward. You need to report each quarter that you've dropped from the previous year. So companies like Adairs, who were down on their last year, if their income suddenly starts increasing through that period, they don't have to report it. But they're still, as of March, we're making less money. They still would have made a profit, but because of all the job seeker allowances they've been getting, job keeper allowances, sorry, they've actually made even more money than what they would have made normally. So they've really benefited, and I'm sure there are many other companies like that who've benefited greatly from it.
Okay, yeah, and I haven't got a problem with a company making money and shareholders getting a dividend, but has that grown on the back of workers, employees, perhaps having workplace agreements such as agreeing to take a pay cut in order to keep their jobs?
That's a possibility, certainly. I mean, they've made less than they made last year, which is one thing, but certainly of their 35 million.
They're still travelling well.
Oh, they're travelling quite nicely. So of the 35 million they've made, 11 million of that came from JobKeeper allowances. So nearly a third of their profit was boosted by the JobKeeper allowances. So you do have to question about how the government set up the criteria for this. that maybe it was a bit too loose, and so larger companies have really benefited from this greatly. And perhaps if the larger companies had not made such money from the JobKeeper, could more money have been filtered down to the smaller business or those unemployed? Could we have moved this money around a little bit better than what we did do? But certainly from October moving forward, you only need to report in every quarter to say you've dropped. So it will change moving forward for companies like Adairs. They won't be able to cash in as greatly as they've been able to. They've done nothing wrong, but it's just certainly benefited them greatly.
Gee, hasn't it? And it's the taxpayer that's helped them do it. Just quickly, I need a 20-second answer on this, Graham Wynn, employment expert. Should elite private schools continue to charge school fees to parents when their kids aren't at school? So many kids have been homeschooled since at least April, March this year, yet the private schools have continued to charge parents exorbitant school fees, and the kids aren't even there.
The answer, in my opinion, is no, and maybe some of those parents should get a refund on partial payments.
I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. Graham Wynn, always good to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us in the loop, mate. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thanks, Luke.
Graham Wynn, our employment expert from Superior People Recruitment here on The Night Shift on Triple M.